Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of November 11th, 2019, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. I hate to do this, but the pick of the week is going to be the premiere of Disney Plus. The streaming service is $7 a month and will give you access to all the Marvel movies, Pixar, Star Wars, Disney, Nat Geo, as well as other exclusives. One of the first shows they're going to be putting out right when it premieres is going to be The Mandalorian. It might be worth it. For TV pages, on Monday, it's Veterans Day, and if you don't fuck a vet, the terrorists win. That's not a show, that's just advice. For Tuesday, ABC has Dolly Parton, Here She Comes Again. For Wednesday, ABC has the 53rd Annual CMA Awards. FX has American Horror Story 1984's finale. AMC has the preppy murder Death in Central Park premiere. And FXX has the finale of Cake. For Thursday, nothing really new or exciting. For Friday, Paramount Network has Bellator MMA Live. AMC has the finale of the preppy murder Death in Central Park. And ID has 48 hours on ID in CIS. For Saturday, Travel has the premiere of Ghost Adventures, and HBO has the premiere of Little. For Sunday, ID has American Monster Finale. For box office results, in fifth place, you have Terminator Dark Fate. In fourth place, Last Christmas. Third place, Playing with Fire. Second place, Doctor Sleep. And in first place, making only $17.5 million, is Midway. For movies coming out this week, you've got Charlie's Angels, which is another remake of the 1970s classic TV show, with Elizabeth Banks directing it. You have Ford vs. Ferrari. This is Matt Damon and Christian Bale, and a true story that kind of led up to the 1966 24 Hours of Le Mans race. And then you have The Good Liar, which is Dame Helen Mirren and Sir Ian McKellen, in a story where a woman looks for companionship and finds a man who has a checkered past. For DVDs, you've got The Good Boys, Angry Birds 2, 47 Meters Down, and The Peanut Butter Falcon. For online services, Netflix, you have Jeff Garlin, Our Man in Chicago, I'm with the Band, Nasty Cherry, Claws, Earthquake Bird, and House Arrest. For Hulu, you've got Season 1 of Dollface, and for Prime, you have Season 4 of The Man in the High Castle. For video games, you have Romancing Saga 3. You also have Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. For GUI news, there's no trivia this week. New episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, Smack My Pitch Up, Geek Father, From the Mouths of Madness, Beautiful Disasters, and Booze Clues. Speaking of, we want to thank everyone who came out to Booze Clues last Sunday. Our next recording for Booze Clues will be on December 8th. For one more thing, the time has finally come to head to the mythical world of Halo and the cast of Showtime's series adaptation of the acclaimed Microsoft video game franchise has assembled for table reads, so production's going to start pretty soon. Otto Bledhurst, from Robin Hood, Peaky Blinders, Black Mirror, is going to be directing the Showtime adaptation. It's going to have a 10-episode season and will be written by showrunner and executive producer Kylie Kalin from Awake, and will also star Pablo Schreiber from American Gods as the Master Chief. Natasha McElhorn from Californication is attached to portray both Dr. Catherine Halsey, the creator of the Spartan Super Soldiers, and Cortana. Bokeem Woodburn, who was an overlord, is signed to star as Soren 066. You have Shambhana Amzi, Fire, will be playing Admiral Margaret Panagroski, the head of Naval Operations and Intelligence. You've got British actor Bentley Kazu from Avengers Age of Ultron, who will be playing Spartan Vanzik 134. British actress Natalia Kalnick will star as Spartan Riz 028, and Kate Kennedy will star as Spartan Kai 125. In the Showtime adaptation, Halo will take place in the universe that came to be First, in 2001, dramatizing the epic 26th century conflict between humanity and the alien threat known as the Covenant. Halo will weave deeply drawn personal stories with action, adventure, and a richly imagined vision of the future. The Halo series will begin production soon in Budapest and is set to premiere in the first quarter of 2021. The one aspect of this show I hope they get similar to, like, Dread, is that Master Chief never takes off his helmet. That's just me. It's one thing I want to see, or not see. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us, geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. If you want to call us, leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.